Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mike Aviles. Batting second. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting third. The second baseman, Dustin Pedroia. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adrian Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Youkilis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Shopak. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Josh Beckett. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The shortstop, Jamie Carroll. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aviles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Span. Aviles reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aviles scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dustin Pedroia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plouffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Adrian Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pedroia moves to third. David Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedroia scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Youkilis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ross for the out. Gonzalez scores. Ortiz moves to third. Youkilis moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Span hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedroia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mauer takes first base on ball four. Carroll moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Willingham takes first base on ball four. Carroll moves to third. Mauer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Carroll scores. Mauer moves to third. Willingham moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dumit strikes out. Two outs. Danny Valencia batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yukelis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shopak hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Span. Shopak reaches second base with a double. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aviles bunts towards first. Maurer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aviles for the out. Shopak moves to third. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pedroia is 0-for-1 in the game. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parmley strikes out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedroia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Span is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Adrian Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Kevin Yukelis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yukelis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yukelis strikes out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Byrd is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shopak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedroia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maurer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Willingham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Maurer moves to third. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Morneau hits a line drive towards short. Aviles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. Dumit hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Maloney now pitching. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aviles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Spann. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pedroia is 0-for-2 in the game. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adrian Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plouffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Youkilis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youkilis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valencia is 0-for-1 in the game. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youkilis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Parmley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parmley is 0-for-1 in the game. Parmley hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Byrd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Byrd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shopak strikes out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Aviles reaches second base with a double. Bird goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pedroia is 0-for-3 in the game. Pedroia hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Spann. Pedroia reaches second base with a double. Aviles scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Adrian Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Pedroia scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Jeff Gray now pitching. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Spann is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spann hits a pop-up off the glove of Aviles, and into shallow left field. Spann reaches second base with a double. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckett fields it and has Spann trapped. There's the throw to Pedroia and over to Yukilis, who tags Spann for the out. Carroll moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Willingham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Willingham hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Carroll scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Yukilis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yukilis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yukilis hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Byrd is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dumit is 0-for-2 in the game. Dumit strikes out. One out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valencia is 0-for-2 in the game. Valencia strikes out. Two outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parmley is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shopak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shop Pack strikes out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aviles is 3 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aviles strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sweeney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Acheson now pitching. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Span strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carroll is 0 for 3 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Burnett now pitching. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pedroia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pedroia hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lars Anderson pinch hits for Adrian Gonzalez. Lars Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Nick Punto pinch hits for Kevin Youkilis. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. Darnell McDonald pinch hits for Cody Ross. Darnell McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson scores. Ortiz moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Byrd is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lars Anderson now playing first base. Nick Punto now playing third base. Darnell McDonald now playing left field. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer strikes out. One out. Cleet Thomas pinch hits for Josh Willingham. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleet Thomas now playing left field. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aviles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pedroia is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Albers now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 3 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pedroia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sean Burrows pinch hits for Danny Valencia. Sean Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burrows hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parmley is 0 for 3 in the game. Parmley hits a fly ball into left field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into left field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.